Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in, and a very happy Thursday to you. Well, you know what time it is, right? It is Talk to Me Thursday. So second hour on our Thursday shows, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where we don't book a guest because you are our special guest. I always try to pick a question or a topic that I just, God puts on my heart. And so the question is today, in what ways is God asking you to persevere? Maybe there's a very specific way. You know, you're just weary in battle, but you're just feeling God saying perseverance is what you need now. Lots of verses about perseverance and our maturity being complete and lacking in nothing once we learn how to persevere. In fact, I think we can't ever mature until we learn how to persevere. So maybe you're weary in battle. I want to stand with you, want to pray with you, or maybe you found a way to kind of strengthen those knees and take a firm grip and to take your stand. And but you're not alone. This is the thing, is the enemy always wants to isolate you, make you feel like you're alone, because you're not. And there is a cloud of witnesses cheering you on. So the phone lines are open. Tell me how you are persevering, how you feel God is calling you to persevere. And be honest, if you're tired, if you're weary, we're going to pray for you, all right? 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. The phone lines are open. That's a toll-free call. I've been doing this thing. It's brand new territory for me. But on Sundays, as we've been walking through an online study, just on the ministry outside my radio job, walking through my book, Your Powerful Prayers. And so I was really nervous about this, but we've already done three sessions. So I'll do this Sunday again and the next Sunday. And then I'm going to pray about it after that. But we've had just a major response. But if you've been following those Facebook Live sessions, what I'm going to say here right now, I said in my first session, it'll feel a little bit like it overlapped too, and I apologize for that, but I really just felt like this is something the Lord wanted me to share for somebody who's maybe weary in battle. If you're persevering right now, what happens oftentimes is that enemies, you know, whispering in your ear, if not shouting in your ear, did God really say, are you delusional? He's not coming for you. In fact, the things you feared before, worse things are ahead for you. And yet, there's something so powerful about holding our ground, about standing fast and remembering what God says when he says, you know what? I'll never leave you. I will never fail you. I'm with you. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. He is at my right hand. So I want to read from you, from Hebrews 12. And scripture says this, God spoke to you, his children. He said, my child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you, and don't be discouraged when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves. And scripture, another translation says, don't make light of the Lord's discipline and don't lose heart when he rebukes you. Because this is the two things that often happen when we are in the waiting, is God is getting at something. And it's not to say our hardship is always brought on by ourselves. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's through no fault of our own. It's somebody else's choices. Or sometimes it's the element of living in a fallen world. But for whatever reason, we find ourselves in a waiting time. It's a refining time. It's a boiling down time. It's just a tough time. And in that place, because God wastes nothing, he will use that time to refine our character. And I feel like it takes a lot of humility to let the fire refine you, especially when someone else is guilty of lighting the match. If somebody else has struck the match and you're in the fire and you feel like their stuff is so much bigger than your stuff, and yet God is saying, but still, I want to get at this in you. Well, if he's getting at something, you don't make light of it. Don't shrug it off like it's nothing, because it's something. But don't lose heart either, like you're nothing. And that's the temptation, either to make light of it or to lose heart and think it's nothing. You're something and it's something, right? So don't fall apart when God puts his finger on something in your life, but don't toss it aside either. And those are the two extreme responses, you know. And scripture says, as you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. And it goes on to say that this is how he works with us. If our earthly fathers work with us in this way, how much more would God do this for children that he loves so dearly? And this is why I want to jump down to verse 12. It says, so take a new grip with your tired hands and stand firm on your shaky legs. And another translation is strengthen your weak knees. And then it says, mark out a straight path for your feet. Why? Then those who follow you, though they are weak and lame, they will not stumble and fall, but they will become strong. This is such an important reminder. Our story is always bigger than we imagine. Our pain always has more to do than us than we can imagine. God is always writing a bigger story. So taking a new grip with your tired hands means there's a promise with your name on it, and God wants you to grab hold of that thing. So if you've lost heart, grab hold again, right? And then strengthen those knees, which means reset your stance. And then mark out a straight path for your feet. It's like get a vision for where God is taking you. Why? Because others are watching how you handle your hardship. Just like Paul, when he was in prison, he writes about this in Philippians. People were so inspired by his faith that others were strengthened. The purposes of God moved forward because of how he handled that amazing hardship. In fact, there was such an anointing of God on his life, other people actually got jealous of Paul, who was in prison. So I want you to imagine handling your hardship in your waiting room season to such a degree that it actually excites the jealousies of others. Not that that's ever your goal, but it'll actually happen when there's a power on your life, when you have an otherworldly perspective, you know, that you're just passing through the valley, you're made for a bigger story. People are going to notice. And that's why scripture says here in Hebrews 12, so take a new grip, you know, find a promise with your name on it, strengthen your stance, get a vision for where God is taking you because lots of people are watching you. Let's take a call from David checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, David, you're on the air.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Okay. Well, the reason I called was because this week I was told that my cancer has come back for the fourth time. And I've gone into remission three times, and when you talk about fighting, so forth, I've been doing that since 2009. And but this, to me, it feels different this time, and my age is against me too. You know, if I was 50 or 60, that would be a different story, but I'm 86, and I've gone through a lot of stuff like this and diabetes and I know that there are people out there who are suffering with pain, and it really tears me up because God, for some reason, has kept me from pain in all of this.
Wow.
And that's a miracle as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, David, what's the Lord saying to you right now? Because you said it feels different this time. What's he saying to you in this one?
Well, he told me it was okay to do this because I believe in prayer. And for the first time, I asked the leadership people and the deacons at my church to pray for me last Sunday, and they did. And I'm going to be like that woman who harassed the judge for him to give her what she wanted. And she went to see him time after time until he went ahead and gave up and gave her what she wanted.
Amen.
And I'm thinking that God is the judge, and I just can't give up.
No.
Even though I want to.
Yeah. No, you're right. And friends listening today, I'm going to pray for David. And if you just, wherever you are, if you're in your car, I don't know, stretch out your hand and pray, just as if you're laying hands on David. But let's join together, thousands and thousands of us, pray for this dear brother. Boy, your faith is more precious than gold. And Lord Jesus, I lift up our dear brother David to you. And Lord, I thank you that you are a very present help in times of trouble. And you put these stories in scripture so that we would learn to pray and not give up. We don't understand the mystery, God, of sickness on this earth, or the mystery of miracles, but we are going to err on the side of faith. So I lift David up to you, and I ask you, God, for a miracle. We ask, we seek, we knock. We grab hold of that hymn, and we say, may your kingdom come and will be done in David's life. And I pray every single system in his body would work to support life and health. And Jesus, we just err on the side of faith, and with the authority of Christ in us, we speak to that cancer, and we say, the Lord Jesus rebuke you. We command you to be gone from David's body. We banish it from his body, and we pray every cell would work to support life and health. There'd be no confusion, no destruction in his body, and that David will live out his days in health, holiness, and an abundance of fruitfulness, Lord. We lift him up to you, and we thank you for him now. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
David, bless you. I'm going to remember you. I'm going to keep praying. Keep us posted on how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bless you. Wow. Sarah is checking in from Wilmer. Love to talk with Sarah. How are you today? good to have you. How are you having to persevere right now, dear?
I've been dealing with chronic pain for a little over 7 years now.
Hmm.
It started in my right leg, and now it's in my back and both of my arms.
Do they know what it is, Sarah?
Yeah, it's complex regional pain syndrome. It's like a nerve thing.
What's God been saying to you in this season?
Like, there's that verse in Habakkuk about, like, even though everything isn't going well, like, yet I will trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
And just, like, trusting and knowing that, like, even though, like, it sucks right now, like, that it's okay.
Yeah. Though the fig tree doesn't bud. Yeah, that passage is pretty powerful. Wish I knew it by heart. Yeah. But at the very end, it does say, yet I will praise you. So there's no olives. I'm not even going to try because I'll wreck it. But God bless you. We're going to pray. And I just love your heart. And I know Jesus does too, Sarah. But, you know, something I've been praying for 17 years, since really, literally when we crossed over to year 2000, I've been asking God for just a wave of breakthroughs for those who suffer, for the sick, for the depressed, for those who are rejected, and for the whole army of God to be mobilized. And I keep telling the Lord, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. I'm believing with all my heart that there are many, many people who are sick, who've been living like you for a long time with pain, are going to wake up one day and you're going to go, what just happened? You know, those who are depressed are going to wake up and have a bounce in their step and suddenly a motivation in their heart. I just believe it. And so let's just pray, if you don't mind. And here again, we've got thousands and thousands of people listening. And so I just pray you join me as we pray for our dear sister, Sarah. And Lord, I lift her up. I thank you, God, that she loves you. I can hear it in her voice. And I just thank you for her heart and her just determination to praise you in the not yet, to praise you while she waits for the breakthrough. And pain can just take its toll on the soul. And I just ask you to revive her heart, restore her soul. But now we speak to that pain and we just command it to bow to Jesus Christ. We put the cross of Jesus Christ between Sarah and the cause of that pain. And I ask you, God, by your stripes, that you'd restore her and heal her in the most miraculous way, that she'd feel just a flush and a rush through her whole body, knowing that right now you're doing something new in her, you're healing her. And I pray, God, that you'd restore the years the enemy's stolen. You turn her mourning into dancing, her sorrow into songs of joy. We hold out, we err on the side of faith, and we ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear, for calling. Bless you. Talk to me Thursday. In what way are you needing to persevere? Is God calling you to persevere? I would love to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute.
It ain't over yet, it ain't over yet, so
really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And something we do second hour of our Thursday show is called Talk to Me Thursday, where we don't book a guest because you're my special guest. We pick a topic. We ask you just, what do you think about this? And so sometimes, I mean, one time I think we asked, what are you afraid of? Another time we asked, what's your self-talk sound like? Well, today I just want to know, in what way is God asking you to persevere? Maybe you're in a tough marriage. Maybe you're just tired of being sick and tired, or you're weary from a financial battle. I don't know what it is, but I'd love to hear. And you sure can call anonymously. And if you're too shy to be on the air, you can tell Aaron your story. He'll pass it along to me. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You know, when I was in the middle of my health battle this last year, it was a fight to the finish, I'm telling you. There were just days where I'd put worship music on. I'm just like, I'm worshiping. I'm going to stand. I'm going to enjoy the joy of the Lord, even though I hate this so bad. And a friend texted me and she said, I just need you to know, she said, as I prayed for you, she said, the Lord showed me that the enemy is getting so tired of your joy. Every time you worship and you have joy, he's getting weaker and weaker, and he's getting worn out by it all. And I thought, okay, I really like that idea. Well, I found this clip by Priscilla Shire, and it's titled, The Enemy is Afraid of You. I don't know if you've ever had that thought, but when you're getting beat up, the tendency is to go into self-preservation mode, self-protection, where you're just covering your head, hoping the storm will end. But there has to be a point where we draw a line in the sand and we rise back up and say, wait a minute here. I want you to hear what Priscilla has to say here.
I remember there was one game that we were getting prepared for. The opposing team was sitting underneath a tree, a shade tree that was sitting there, and my boy and I walked up, his father and all the brothers, and we all had JC's baseball gear around us, and we were walking to the dugout. It was time for his game. And he knew the team that he was going to be playing, and he was really intimidated by this team. This team had met with JC, my son's team, earlier in the season. And I mean, the other team had annihilated my boy's team the first time around. I mean, it had been a complete upset, a complete embarrassment. My boy's team had gone home, you know, with his head hung down. They were really sad that they had not won this game. These boys were serious baseball players. You know, the kind of players that are out there with your kid and you want to run out in the middle of the field and knock one of them out. Those kind of kids. The kind that has those parents, you know, the parents that you just have to sit down and grit your teeth and not say anything because they're so serious. It's one of those teams, serious little boys playing out there. And so this was that particular team. And JC knew it. So he was intimidated. And I remember he was kind of wringing his hands. He was unsure and unsteady. And he lacked confidence as we went into this game. And as we grabbed up all his stuff and we were walking towards the dugout, we had to pass the other team that was sitting underneath the shade of this tree. And as we passed the other team, we overheard a couple of the teammates talking. And this is what they said. There's that kid from the other team. You know, the big kid that hits the ball over the fences. You know, that kid, the first baseman. Remember, he stopped all of the catches. It's that kid. There he is. JC heard his name cross the lips of the opposing team members. And when he did, that head that had been hanging down, all of a sudden it was straight up. All of a sudden he'd been walking with his shoulders hunched over. Now his chest was sticking out. He was so proud and ready to play ball. In fact, we had to bring him down a couple of notches. He was so ready to play ball. His entire countenance completely changed because he heard his name cross the lips of the enemy. Gideon is intimidated. He is insecure. He is unsure. God has spent the better part of the three chapters that you and I are going to look at in the scriptures. He has spent the better part of those three chapters affirming and confirming to Gideon that he's on his side, that God is on his side, that he'll have sure victory if Gideon just walks in obedience to God. But Gideon is insecure. But right before the battle, God sends him down into enemy camp. And he says, you go down into enemy camp. I'm going to give you one last bit of confidence that you need to boost you, to make sure that you're secure enough to walk into this battle. Gideon and his friend walk down into the enemy camp. They sneak in under the guise of darkness. They kneel down beside a tent on the outskirts of the Midianite camp, and they overhear two people talking. And the two people basically say, we have heard of Gideon and the 300. And if they come, we are in trouble. Gideon can't even believe they know his name, much less that they're afraid of him. As far as we can tell, Gideon has just been called by God in the weeks, just a few weeks maybe, or a few days even, leading up to the battle. And so the fact that the Midianites even know his name, much less are afraid of him, causes Gideon to have a confidence completely overwhelm him that he didn't have before. Because it is amazing what happens when you understand what the enemy thinks about you. It causes your level of confidence to be bolstered. It causes you to change the way you look at your difficulty or your issue or your frustration or the difficulty that you're dealing with when you understand that the enemy is afraid of you, my friend. That you and I don't need to be afraid of him. Christ has already defeated him. But he's afraid of us.
What if the enemy knew your name and was afraid of you? Well, guess what? He is. What if he is scared beyond scared that you will get a handle of who you are in Christ Jesus? Well, guess what? He is. So we have to stop playing not to lose. We've got to stop covering our heads, and we've got to rise up in faith in Christ Jesus and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It is Talk to Me Thursday. What I want to talk to you about is in what ways God is calling you to persevere. And I'm praying today's show will encourage you to take a new grip with those tired hands. Find a promise with your name on it. Strengthen those knees, as we read in Hebrews. Mark out a straight path for your feet. In other words, you're not going to go to the right, to the left. You know, you think about marking out a straight path is to say, I will follow the Lord. He has a plan for me. There is a next place of promise. And I will be brave. I will be strong. I will keep walking. That's different than numbing out on our pain, then getting an attitude and offended by God because the wait is too long. What happened to the Israelites when the wait was too long? You know, when Moses was taking too long to get the law, they really departed, didn't they? So mark out a straight path for your feet. Determine you're going to keep marching because we pass through the valley. We don't camp in the valley. We pass through the valley. We're going to hear a portion of the song. It'll take us out to break. It's called This We Know by Passion. I want you to listen to every single word. Listen in. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So we do this thing pretty much every week. It's called Talk to Me Thursday, where instead of booking a guest, you're the special guest. So I'd love to hear from you, and feel free to call anonymously if you'd like. But the topic is, in what way is God calling you to persevere? And honestly, maybe you're just weary in the waiting. I really want to encourage you. Or maybe you're really holding on and you're standing on a promise. I'd love to know what that is as well, because someone else needs to hear your story. Give us a call. Line is toll free, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And prior to the break, I played a clip by Priscilla Shire, and it was titled, The Enemy is Afraid of You. And when we start to understand that he really is hoping upon hope, that we won't come upon the knowledge of who we are, he's hoping that we won't really, really believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Instead of playing not to lose, we'll start to play to win, and he's hoping that won't happen, right? And then I played a song by Passion, and it's called This We Know, and there's this awesome line. It says, we will see the enemy run. We will see the enemy run. And that's in James 4:7. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he goes running. He will flee from you. We will see the enemy run. The other line in that song is, we will see the victory come. Do you believe that? Maybe you're worn out, but I want you to hear it. You will see the victory come. And so we're going to hold on to the promise, as the song says, because he's made us promises, and he is unfailing. Another passage that I hung on to so much in this last year is this one. And it, you know, just makes me tremble when I think about it, that God sets himself against the proud, but he shows favor to and he draws near to the humble. That's in 1 Peter 5. So the rest of it says, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God. And in his good time, he will honor you. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares what happens to you. Be careful. Watch out for attacks from that devil, your great enemy. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for some victim to devour. The victim is the one who stands helpless and hopeless and doesn't have a firm stand, because the next verse is, take a firm stand against him. So he's looking for someone who will cower, because then he goes in and he runs hard and he goes to knock us down. But when he sees you taking a firm stand, he's the one who starts running. So take a firm stand against him. Be strong in your faith. Remember that Christians all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering that you are. You hear that, because we got to remember that. Again, we're tempted to think we're the only ones, and we're a substandard Christian because we're suffering, or nobody really knows what we're going through. But Christians all over the world are going through the things that we're going through. In his kindness, God has called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. Now hear this. After you've suffered a little while, he himself, God himself, will restore, support, and strengthen you. He will place you on a firm foundation. All power belongs to him. This tells me that after we suffered a while, that there's a limit to our suffering. There's a line drawn in the sand where Jesus says, okay, this is where this thing ends. I'm breaking in. I'm breaking through. And this is when we start to see the enemy run. This is when we see the victory come. This is when we know that God means what he says and he does what he will do, right? So trust him. Humble yourself under the power of God and stand firm against that enemy of your soul. 877-933-2484. I've got an anonymous caller checking in. Hey, friend, you're on the air. Talk to me about how you're needing to persevere right now.
My husband passed away a little over 2 years ago, and it's lonesome. It's a season where it's really a challenge. But I'm hanging in there. I'm in the Word. I'm speaking the Word over the needs of my life. Mm-hmm. And I call the Lord my waymaker. He's the only one who knows the way through this. So I'm hanging on, Lord. I offer sacrifices of praise and sing songs to him every once in a while. And I will dance before him, too.
Indeed. Indeed. Wow, you are so brave. And there are so many spouses right now that are dealing with that kind of a grief. And I just think your faith is just downright heroic. And Lord, I just pray for my dear sister, and I pray that you'd bring her a bouquet of flowers that she just knows is exactly from you, that you would turn her mourning into dancing, that you'd restore her beyond her wildest dreams, oh God. I just thank you. That you are near to the brokenhearted, and that you're going to do something new in her life. And I just pray, open her eyes so she can see all that you're up to in and around her. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I love your show. Bye-bye. Oh,
thank you for listening. Wow. Got another anonymous friend checking in today. Hey there, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air. How are you having to persevere right now?
Well, we have a two-year-old grandson that requires 24/7 nursing care. And we're holding on to the promise that in Isaiah 41 that God will strengthen us and help us and uphold us with his mighty righteous right hand. And we specifically need night nurses for our little grandson. So that's what I'd like prayer for.
Well, Father, I pray for this brokenhearted grandma, and I just pray, God, that you'd give them all they need and then some, that you would supply the nurses. But I also pray for just a miraculous turnaround on this little one's health. I pray you give all the family members the kind of rest that they need. I even pray for delight and laughter and some of the things that I'm sure it feels like they've lost. I pray that you'd bring peace and restoration in ways they never dreamed possible. Lord, we commit this family, and they represent so many, Lord, who are weary and well-doing. Lord, bring the breakthrough. Bring provision. Show them that you're the one doing the heavy lifting here, and I pray you'd restore them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to play a song called Do It Again by Elevation Worship. And as you hang up, I pray you can listen. This is one of those songs you walk around these walls, you thought for sure they'd fall by now, and you're still waiting. I pray this song encourages you.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your your faithfulness, faithfulness.
We'll be back in a minute.
And I never will forget. You've never failed me yet. I'm a mess, I am a wrecking ball. I just confess that I still don't get it all. Lord, I believe that all your words are true.
Really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And it's a little quiet on the home front, would you say, for this Talk to Me Thursday. It's okay. And I know sometimes you're shy about sharing your story. Other times you're busy. Other times I'm trying to decide what it would be. Should I twist your arm? No. We've actually had a really good time talking about what ways is God calling you to persevere. And, you know, I'm telling you, everybody is in a not yet season of some kind. And we've got one more segment left, though. I'd sure love to hear from you, because whatever you're going through, someone else is too. And whatever, either we'd love to stand with you and pray with you to encourage you, or we'd love to hear how it is you're standing so someone else can be encouraged. So pick up the phone, give me a call, 877-933-2484. But what I want you to know is you're so not alone. We are in this together, and the breakthrough will come. I'm going to play another clip from Priscilla Shire. This is a two-part clip that on being fearless. And I just think this is one of those things we've got to remember when we're in that place, because we lose heart when we lose sight, right, of what God has promised us and of where we're going. So let's listen in.
But as you turn there, let me tell you, the children of Israel, they have just left 400 years of captivity. They have been bound under Pharaoh's leadership in Egypt, and now they are coming out of that captivity, and not too shortly into their journey, they run across a major difficulty. It was called the Red Sea. The Red Sea was in front of them, intimidating, big, beyond their capacity to figure out how they're going to get around it or get through it. And Pharaoh's army is coming up behind them, and around the east and the west side of them, there is no way they feel like, from their perspective, that they can escape. And many of you are in circumstances like that today. You just feel like there is absolutely nothing you can do to get past this Red Sea circumstance that stands before you. Let's see what it is that Moses, their leader, tells them. Verse 13 and 14. Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever." Verse 14. "The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." Four things I want to tell you from this passage today. Moses says to the children of Israel, be fearless. Be still, be watchful, and be quiet. The first thing Moses says to them is, in the face of this difficulty, this wide body of water that we have absolutely no idea how we can handle, a problem this big, we cannot see with our human eyes how we're going to be able to get over this thing. He says, this is what I want you to do. He says, I want you to be fearless. I want you to not allow fear to circumvent you seeing God move in this circumstance. Now, the reason why he needed to tell the children of Israel to be fearless was obvious. Because in a circumstance like that one, it made sense that they would be afraid. I mean, who wouldn't be afraid? Your enemies, your captors over the past 400 years, they are coming behind you, and there's an enormous body of water in front of you. It only makes sense that you would be afraid in a circumstance like that. It would be your human tendency to be afraid. And sister, listen, in the circumstance that you may be facing, it makes sense that you would be afraid. It only stands to reason that in our normal human tendencies, we would be afraid with our marriage hanging on by a thread like that. We would be afraid in that financial ditch that we've dug ourselves in. We would be afraid with that report that the doctor just gave us. We would be afraid, single woman, because it looks like there are no more single men left on the planet. We might be afraid. And yet Moses says to these people who have every right, it seems, humanly speaking, to be afraid in the face of this circumstance, he says to them, do not be afraid. In other words, don't allow yourself to succumb to your normal human tendency. Don't allow yourself to go there. Look at the woman next to you and say, don't go there. Don't even let yourself go there. Of course, it makes sense that you'd hang out there. But as a woman indwelt by the very Spirit of God, you and I have to make a decision to not allow ourselves to sit in the fear that so easily can overtake us on occasion.
And we're talking to men there, too. So Josh is checking in from Mayville. Thanks, Josh, so much for calling. You're on the air.
Hey. I just wanted to call and share about what God has done in my wife and my life recently.
Yeah.
So like 4 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with endometriosis, and we had started trying to have kids right around that time, not knowing that. So for the last four and a half, five years, we've been trying and giving up hope several times. And just recently found out that she's pregnant.
Wow.
That's not something that just happens, you know?
Right.
Like, that's God.
Yes.
And he's had us on this journey, not just over the last 5 years, but even more specifically recently, he's had us on this journey of learning about faith and learning to do exactly what you've been talking about with just standing on the word of God. And you have a choice what you want to believe, and we're all given that choice. And so it's like, I choose to exercise my will to stand on the word of God and say, that's going to define my reality. Mm. And I can testify that that's exactly what is happening in my life.
Wow, Josh, I just think somebody needed to hear that. Wow. I just celebrate with you, and I thank the Lord. And again, I go back to that song, This We Know by Passion, that we will see the enemy run. Victory come. We will see the victory come. We will hold on to the promise that you've made, because we know he's faithful. May the Lord Jesus bless you, surround you with his favor and grace. And I pray that little one would have a call in its life. Well, obviously, the little one does have a call, but it would know its call early on and live it out all the days of its life. Josh, thank you so much for sharing that testimony.
Awesome. Thank you.
God bless you. I'm so appreciative of that story. Pam is checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Pam, thanks for holding.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. So how are you persevering today, dear?
I just wanted to share, we have three children, and when our oldest was 13, she had a mental health crisis, and we was in the psych ward for several weeks. And it was a very difficult time for us, and we prayed and knew that the Lord had her hand and was going to watch over her. And then our second one, when he was 13, started using drugs and was robbing people. And we again had to pray our way through that. And then our third one, he was 13, decided that he is gay. Mm. And again, we're praying our way through that. All three of them are now in their 20s, and all three of them are still walking very difficult lives. And so for those 10 and more years that we've been walking this path with them, the Lord has been faithful to us. God has held our hand. God has helped us to realize that we're not bad parents, that this is just part of life that's happened for us, and that it has kept us on our knees. Mm. And I can tell you that in each prayer I've said, Lord, every now and then I just say, can you just show me something so I know you're working in their lives? And he's been faithful and showing me every single time that he is working. Something will happen, or they will say something, and I know that this could have only come from God. Mm. And so we have been blessed to see his hand in their lives, and we are walking a path of surrender to him, realizing that it isn't us who's going to make the change, it's him. And so we are grateful to our Lord for the work that he's doing on this long
journey. Pam, you're showing tenacity, you're showing perseverance, but also the wisdom of celebrating the small victories, because when our hearts are broken and we're in the not yet, we just are holding out for the big thing, and we miss the small things. And I'd say most big things happen in small steps. So you're so wise to notice the little things and to celebrate and be thankful. I just always believe that gratitude keeps our spiritual eyes open, and ingratitude makes us go spiritually blind. So you are strategically and wisely navigating this, and I just pray God would break through in the most surprising ways. And just to wrap this time together, I want to play one more song called Take Courage by Bethel Music. And Pam, I pray this encourages you and everybody else, but just listen, because the words are, he's in the waiting. And I want you to hear this as we get ready to wrap the show. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's shows on our website at myfaithradio.com. Remember this, he's in the waiting. He's with you. Take a firm grip of his promises. Mark out a path for your feet. God is faithful.